Hello everyone.
Hello, hello.
I'm Tony.
And I'm Tally.
And we are
the Lazy Book Lovers.
This is a podcast of book lovers who procrastinate about reading and have never-ending to-be-read piles. Today's episode is our May-June buddy read wrap-up.
Yeah.
Don't know why that took me long to get out. So this is, every couple months, we're picking a book to read together, which you guys could join along with. We haven't had anyone join up yet, but you're still welcome for our next one, which we'll be choosing shortly. Probably by the time this episode comes out, that will be available in the link in the description and in our socials and stuff.
Yeah, make sure you follow us on Instagram because we'll definitely share it over there. And
yeah.
It'll be in a highlight, I think.
So we'll have picked the next one. But this is just something we do in the hopes that you guys will join along. But for now, we just buddy read together. Mm. We pick an indie book. And it's for 2 months because we're not organised enough to read it over 1 month.
Yeah, and we're trying to pick ones that are on Kindle Unlimited. So if you have Kindle Unlimited, please do join.
Or, you know, it's accessible if you just sign up for the free trial and remember to cancel it. So that's today's episode. It's A Thorn Among Roses by Hayley
Anderton.
Yeah. I nearly got there. Before we get cracking, some things for you guys to do. So obviously I just mentioned the buddy read for next month, so that will run for July and August, and that'll be announced soon. And also we have a Ko-fi link, which is kind of like Patreon. It's just a little subscription if you feel like supporting us a little bit. It gets you access to an exclusive Discord where we're going to try and build a bit of a book community, hopefully. Mm-hmm. That's it, that's all the things, and then we're going to get into the book stuff.
So, A Thorn Among Roses is a Sapphic Beauty and the Beast reimagining. Now,
oh, I thought it was a retelling.
I also thought it was a retelling, and I just read reimagining on here, and I was like, okay, that changes a lot of thoughts I had.
Because it is obviously quite different, but I was like, I don't read as many retellings as you, so I was like, I don't know how truthful they have to be to the original.
Yeah, because let me do the blurb for
it. All right, you do the blurb.
So, this is like a novella, isn't it? It's 127 pages.
Yeah.
At 17, so I really was struggling with some of these names, by the way.
Really?
Well, the witch, her name isn't in the blurb anyway. Is it Fiora? Fiora?
I read it as Fiora.
Fiora, that's how I read it. Cool. At 17, Alana single-handedly defeated the biggest army that Thornwood had ever seen. By sunrise, the very next day, she had been shunned by her own people, forced to become a recluse and reside in the castle where she was supposed to rule over them. Now, with her parents gone, she suffers alone, bearing a curse bestowed upon her by the village witch, making her resentful heart as twisted as a vine. I'll leave it there. Mm. There is some more, but... An enemies to lovers, a sapphic retelling of Beauty and the Beast, which explores body image, self-acceptance, and the magic of love. I think that's a good...
It's a pretty decent summary, to be fair.
Apart from enemies to lovers, but we know how I feel about that. You have to actually be enemies
They're not enemies at any point, really. No. I feel like it's more Grumpy Sunshine than anything.
Yeah, agreed. So, I don't know... I know we
Looking
have some
at our
questions.
Bullet pointed list, yeah.
Let's do these first. Okay. So, favourite part?
We should probably tell you guys.
Oh, yeah.
So, this... We are going to do spoilers, aren't we?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This is a spoilers discussion. Because what I was about to say was spoilers. I'm like, oh, shit, we didn't say. So, this is a spoilers discussion of the book. Because, obviously, this is for us to eventually make a book club. So, this is kind of like your long-distance book club in which you would talk about the ending. So... Just a heads up, it's spoilers. But some people aren't asked by that and they'll just go and read the book anyway after spoilers.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, I quite liked the kind of twist at the end where she like goes and saves herself.
Mm.
Basically, like she goes and defeats the big bad witch.
Yeah.
And then saves herself and then like the love interest comes riding in at the end.
Yeah.
And just helps.
Like on a white steed almost.
Yeah.
Literally.
I quite like that part. I was like, that's a bit different because in my head, that's not where I saw it going. I was thought there was going to be some kind of like, I don't know, they kiss and then that would save it or something. I didn't think she'd go and like defeat the witch basically.
Yeah, so the witch's curse is, I can't remember the exact phrasing, but it was something like, you know, like true love's first kiss or something like that. So the expectation for it all was that her and Fiora must kiss at some point to lift the curse, but...
I know, but she kept teasing that the whole time. Yeah. Like, it would nearly happen. You're like, what? Which is kind of hard to do with 120 pages. Yeah.
So, like, the beast side of her was that she was cursed to... It was like her... Well, she was like invincible and her army
under
like
her skin and thorns came out of her skin.
Yeah.
So it was like a in and out situation.
Yeah. And she couldn't feel pain. She
emotions were numbed.
And, yeah, she couldn't die.
Yeah. Or was a... Not invincible completely, but I think a bit...
A bit more?
What's the word I'm looking for? Protected, I guess?
Yeah, because like maybe because more, of
the armour and stuff. Yeah. She was wearing permanent armour, basically, and couldn't feel pain.
Yeah. Oh, so my favourite parts were anything where Fiora was trying to do potions and they were going wrong.
Because she's just late.
They just... Yeah, I love those bits. Yeah. So, as the blurb said, like, the themes of it were very much about self-acceptance. Mm. The main character, Alana, was... dealing with the fact that her body was not the kind of aesthetic that...
Princess archetype.
Yeah. Like, she was quite broad and soft.
So, like, muscly but soft around the middle and tall and sort of none of the correct proportions for a princess.
No. I think that could have... been better if it had been peppered throughout the book a bit more, because there was a big discussion of it at the end, which was quite nice, but I would have maybe liked to have seen her feel that way about herself at other points.
It was quite a sudden change from hating yourself to being like, I can accept myself.
Yeah.
But I guess, again, that's probably like just the shortness of the book, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing I would say is I think having this as a novella did the story a disservice. I think there was a lot of ideas and a lot of
character
themes.
Growth that probably could have expanded.
Yeah, I think they could have been explored a bit more. And, like, I definitely wanted to know more about the world and these creatures that she had to fight.
Mm.
And because of that, like, the relationship between the two had to happen very quickly.
Yeah.
So it felt like there were only, like... not even enemies, not untrusting of each other for like one chapter, and then...
Well, so Fiora was never distrusting, it was always in Alana's head, basically.
We haven't even mentioned it, but there was actually two other characters as
well. Oh yeah, there was two other friends.
And they were barely in it, and I would have loved more of them as
especially
well.
Like, apart from got the special panpipe in a battle and then gone again.
Yeah. A lute, I think it was it?
I guess that's supposed to be about how isolated Alana was making herself.
Yeah.
So I get why it was done. And you definitely get that feeling of isolation, I guess. Because you literally, she's got these people living in her castle that she doesn't even see.
Yeah, and then suddenly she has, like, visitors from other kingdoms and stuff. It's just like, whoa. She's apparently been on her own for 3 years, and in the space of, like, I don't know how long it's supposed to be, but in the space of what felt like a couple of weeks, she's just got non-stop people arriving. She goes to ask a witch for help, and the witch curses her with this thing.
This is, like, the very beginning of the book.
And magic is very much... distrusted in their world.
Yeah.
Her
parents, who were the rulers, that die in this... So it opens with this great big battle against these sort of giant spider creatures.
Yeah, I would have loved to have learnt more about them.
Yeah.
Because they sounded interesting.
Yeah. That sounded like some Harry Potter shit.
Yeah.
Except, like, they were more body armour.
Mm.
So her parents fall in this battle, and so she's like, oh, shit. I need to save my people. It's down to me now. My parents are gone. Yeah, the army's decimated.
Thrusted into princess or queen life.
And so she's like, my parents distrust magic, but I've got no choice. There's no other way to win this war. So she goes and runs to the witch in the woods that's been banished for like 100 years or something.
For being a witch, I think.
Yeah, literally just for being a witch. I think she did some dodgy shit in the past as well.
Yeah, probably.
And this woman's like, yeah, I'll curse you. And this will mean you'll get, like, you can fight the... spiders for 24 hours, but then you're cursed. And she's like, yeah, it's fine,
Yeah, I'll take it. Whatever.
Yeah, I'll do it because I need to save my people. Everyone's going to die. So, like, who cares about me? And she's like, okay, there will be consequences. And she's like,
yeah,
whatever. And then she goes and she wins. And then she comes out of this battle and all the people are just like, you use magic. We don't trust you anymore.
Yeah.
You're disgusting.
I found that a bit hard to understand. And I think there may be a bit more world building.
Yeah, a bit more understanding. Space like, for world how deep building. That prejudice ran.
Yeah, because we were just like, she's just saved you all. And now you're all like, fuck you. Go to your castle. I'm never going to talk to you again. Except for when she randomly gets that note saying, like, please come help us. And then they're all like, I never sent that note. So who the hell sent that note?
Yeah, by Raven.
Yeah, so I would have loved to have had... If it had been a longer book, I would have enjoyed that a bit more, maybe, like, a bit more world building, a bit more chance to actually have, like, more time between them not trusting each other to trusting each other.
I couldn't quite picture the size of the kingdom, like, the scope of her kingdom.
Yeah.
Because it seemed like it was just that one town.
Yeah.
But then we're travelling across the country to go to another country to see that other witch that helps her.
Mm.
And that takes a couple of days.
Yeah, yeah. And does she now also rule that kingdom with the king that came to ask her to marry him? Because they got invaded, didn't they?
Well, no, because she just fucks off at the end.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, yeah, so at the end she's just like, screw this, I'm going. Yeah. Which... fair dues.
Yeah. I was like, but, you know what, so fair enough. Again.
Do they just not have a royal family, which is pretty modern of them, I approve.
Well, she was like an election-y queen or king.
Yeah, I'm fuck out. You guys. Yeah.
They don't want me anyway. Which is like, fair enough.
There is like, when she meets Fiora and Fiora's, I think there's actually three friends, isn't there? There's four of them. See, with the friends, there's such subplots.
There was the bloke, the one with the flute.
And then
I felt like there was another one.
Yeah, the wife of the one with the loot, I think it was.
Sorry.
Yeah, they're like, when Alana... So Alana finds them camping in the castle grounds and people told them, oh, yeah, that's just for use for anyone. And it's like, what? Like,
it's abandoned. Don't worry about it.
I'm guessing, like...
It's just the queen we hate.
Yeah, I'm guessing, like, the walls are crumbling or something. I don't know. How are these people getting into castle grounds?
Yeah. Well, I guess, like, because no one tries to come near her, she didn't bother locking the gates.
I don't know. I like to picture them as, like, if they've not been open, they've got vines all over them.
Yeah.
And
well, that's... Yeah. It does get described that there's vines on, like, roses growing up all the walls.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and then she comes out and she's like, what are you doing? And they're like, oh, we're just camping. What's up?
No one lives here. What's your problem?
And then she's like, oh, yeah, you can come. From what I can remember, there's no mention of, like, servants or anything in the castle.
It's mentioned that they flee... after they find out what she's done with the magic at the start. Yeah,
so...
That, so they abandon her to have this whole castle by herself.
And she doesn't have to eat, so that or explains sleep. Why she doesn't have, like, a cook or whatever. So she's just, like, cleaning this castle by herself is all I was picturing. Like, when she gives them a room, she has to go in and, like, dust it.
Well, that's why, because when she shows Fiora to the room that she uses and it's all dusty, Alana's, like, in the narration is quite embarrassed.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's like, oh, shit, I really haven't been...
Yeah, I've
She's been going to chop wood every day instead of cleaning this
go to the library,
castle.
Which I understand, to be fair. If I couldn't die, I would just spend all my life in the library. I wouldn't clean.
Just chop some wood in the morning. Yeah. Read the rest of the day. Done.
I'm just looking at the things I like highlighted. So I highlighted the curse, which was you'll be granted 24 hours to end the battle once and for all before your skin once again becomes penetrable. But be warned, child, only the most powerful magic in this world will break the curse that will remain with you afterward. Only a kiss from your true love will free you. Yeah, so she instead kills the witch to get free, which I really liked all that part. That was pretty cool. And I liked the witch they went to see.
It seemed like the whole imbuing the magical sword thing, though, was very anticlimactic.
Yeah, yeah. So I was picturing... The evil witch that cursed her. I was picturing the cottage in Akatar, you know, when she goes,
oh,
the blind
witch. Yeah.
I don't know why I was kind of picturing that kind of vibe. But yeah, yeah, I would say, what's that favourite?
Character.
Favourite character.
Well, we don't have that
really
many characters to
Bolt.
I loved the... So she has a pet wolf.
Yeah, who's big enough to carry her.
Big enough to ride on. And
Fiora rides on him. Yeah. I like... He seemed, he didn't have enough... or she.
She
didn't have enough scenes, in my opinion. Like, we should have seen Elena, like, throwing a ball for her in a garden or something.
Oh, my God, that would have been amazing. You're going to have a giant wolf pet, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I did like when they got to the witch that helped them, her island.
Yeah.
She was like, go on then. And then Bolt was like, I'm going to run.
Oh, yeah. I need to go play on the
island. I'm a dead dog. I'm going to go run. I'm not allowed to at home.
Yeah, that was quite good. I liked that. Yeah, I had in my head it was a retelling.
Mm.
So the whole way through I was like, well, this isn't enough like Beauty and the Beast.
Because I don't...
And then I was doubting myself, do I know the Disney version of Beauty and the Beast?
I wasn't, because I don't read a lot of retelling type things. I was like, maybe retellings don't have to stick to the original story. So I was like, oh, it's just a new... it's a retelling of it. So it's the core concept's the same. We've got Beast and like whatever in a castle that the people hate and hunt and she falls in love with her anyway. And that wasn't, like, was kind of my thought process.
Yeah.
Didn't even question it.
Because I was like, Fiora doesn't dislike her or see her as a beast at any point. And Fiora's not kind of being held there for some reason. Mm. Like, she can leave at any point.
Well, no, she makes that bargain with her. Let us stay with you and I'll stay until I...
Yeah, but she...
Give us room and
she
board.
She could have left. Like, yeah. She doesn't have to stay there, does she?
I think she's just a nice person.
Yeah. So was I was like...
Here's this queen who, like, did all this shit to save her people, and now she's cursed, and everyone hates her, and she's like, that's also not fair.
Yeah, Fiora was, like, really...
just talking sense. Like,
really happy and golden, literally golden. She had, like, golden tattoos and stuff. Yeah. And I guess they bonded over the fact that they're both... So Fiora is a witch. I don't know if we've mentioned that.
Probably not, no.
So, obviously, they bonded over the fact that Fiora's got to hide that side of herself and people don't trust, wouldn't trust her if they knew she was a witch. And Elena's hated because she saved their lives. I don't know.
Using magic.
Yeah, so they bond over the fact that they're both kind of shunned and, which was good. But I really could have done with more... of, like, the distrusting at the beginning, so that it was a nice kind of 180 when they started learning to like each other.
Yeah. I guess we get a lot of moments in just, like, Alana's, like, internal narration, where she's like, oh, God, I'm horrible, I hate this person. And then she confronts it and she's like, actually, that's not true. Fiora's right. Like, I didn't deserve that. Or whatever. Like, she's like, I'm a terrible person. I'm a beast. And Fiora's like, no, you fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Like, you just did something to save your people. Like, you're fine.
And they're being so dramatic about it. Yeah. And then, so they get invaded again. And
by the same spider people.
Someone sends Fiora a note asking for help, although they all deny it was them. And she goes and saves them, and they're still being pissy with her. And it's like,
what the fuck?
When did you come to save them again?
They throw a rock at Fiora.
Yeah.
Who, like, literally burned a field full of, like, demon spiders. It's like, mate, there's prejudice, and there's whatever the fuck that is.
Yeah, this was just, like, 1,000 steps too far. And then she's like, someone sent me a note, and they were like, well, I didn't, go away.
We wouldn't call on you, but also, like, we're not dead because of you. And that time, it was just her fighting. It wasn't even because of magic.
No, she was just fighting.
I know Fiora ends up helping with her fire, but that time, there was no magic involved. She just fought.
The creatures had been imbued with dark magic from the witch, because she was like, you've still not set me free. Whatever. Yeah. Like, so the bargain was, Elena was supposed to put the witch out of exile or whatever.
No, she's supposed to stop outlawing magic. Basically.
Yeah, yeah, and she didn't. The witch told her, you'll be cursed. And then Elena was like, hang on, I'm cursed. I'm not going to keep up my end of the bargain.
Yeah. Because everyone,
and then the witch got
everyone
pissy.
Hates me now and I'm a beast and I'm going to go hide in the castle.
Yeah.
I mean, I get the real reason is, obviously, the people had such a bad reaction to her using magic. She then didn't want to overturn the laws about magic and make it even worse.
Yeah, but
I guess that's the point.
Yeah.
But
at the same time, they're being dicks.
They are fools.
Yeah. She did it, I don't know. Because, like, is that witch actually evil or is she just pissed off at being cursed, being outlawed or whatever? Like,
I get, it's not really explicitly mentioned. I get the impression the witch did some dodgy shit in the past, which is what got her banished.
Yeah.
There's a reason the people have such a distrust of magic.
Hayley. Can I call you Hayley? Hayley. I need a longer version. I need you to just give me more.
You were going for a fast-paced novella. Well, there were too many interesting details that we need more.
I need 600 pages.
And then I'll complain about it being 600 pages.
I need
and
you.
Never read it.
I need it to be like Wheel of Time. I need you to be telling me the material of the drapes in the dining room. There was a thing I highlighted, which I thought was quite cool. So, and why should I? I am always the one scrambling around, attempting to pick up the shattered shards of the world around me. I tried my hardest to save my people, to save the kingdom, and I was met with hatred for it. So why do I still clamour for their favour? Why would I want to fix everything that is broken? Mm. I think that sums it up at the end. For far too long of the book, she was, like, literally, like, thinking she was in the wrong.
Yeah.
And Fiora definitely helped her.
Yeah, there's a lot of times where, like, she'd have a conversation with Fiora and then go away and sort of think to herself, am I wrong or is Fiora wrong?
Mm.
And then, like, examining it a bit logically.
Yeah.
Which I kind of, like, I guess the trauma of, like, being in a battle, watching everyone die, and then fighting,
including
and then everyone...
your parents.
Yeah, and then everyone shunning you for what you've done to save them.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine that kind of... And then being alone for 3 solid years.
Yeah, and it's not like, you know, she could just think, well, I'll just go start up somewhere else, because she's literally queen of these people now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's kind of like, yeah...
Although, what she does as queen for them... apart from fight these beasts sometimes. I'm not sure, because I don't think they'd let her do anything else.
Yeah, well, that's why she fucks off at the end.
Yeah, I think she's like, just a name only at that point,
yeah, they're
point,
ruling
isn't
themselves
she?
At this yeah. point. Like, why would I stay?
Yeah, fuck you guys.
Which I was like, in my head, I was going to be like, some kind of ending where she stays queen and Fiora becomes, like, marries her, and then they do voyaging as, like, a royal... thing so that they can still do the travelling that's important. That's kind of like in my head where it would end up going.
Yeah.
And then she like kills the witch, wins the battle, and then she's like, fuck all of you.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye, bitch. Love myself, love the witch, I'm a go.
I'm going. Yeah, you guys. I hope that like their village just failed. So... ending, yeah, it was a great ending.
It definitely wasn't how I was predicting it would end. You know, at one point I thought that by the time Alana got to the bad witch in the woods to fight her, I thought that Fiora would be there already somehow or something, already fighting the witch on her behalf.
Yeah.
That's what I was predicting in my head. Or Fiora would catch her before she went to the witch and they'd kiss or some shit. I don't know, I was like, in my head, none of it was going to play out the way it did, so it definitely did subvert my expectations.
Because the townspeople made no sense to me at all. Mm. I was like, is there like some sort of cursed object in the town that's making them all weird and mental? Like...
It's just the way Fiora was like, you're all fucking crazy.
Yeah, she literally like has a go at them, doesn't
she? She's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
She literally saved you twice now.
Like, boo! It's tomatoes. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're such like...
I feel like if this was The Office, That would be the moments where Fiora looks at the camera and is like,
the fuck is this?
Yeah.
She's been just like, putting up with this shit. Like,
and then like,
make it make sense.
Alana's like, I'm a horrible beast and I'm a terrible person. And that's when she looked at the camera like,
yeah,
you did this to save everyone.
Alana was definitely queen of no self-confidence at any point.
Or just like, she wallowed in that.
Yeah, yeah.
Understandably, that's a lot to go through.
Yeah. I mean, I enjoy a good wallow. I'm not sure if I would do a 3-year wallow, but I've never been offered the opportunity, so. Maybe I would.
Oh, I just think with my little neurospicy ADHD brain,
I'd get bored. Yeah.
I honestly forget to be sad. Yeah. Which is something that happens.
I mean, I often think if I was a vampire, I would just read a lot of books and kind of ignore everyone. And I mean, it doesn't sound like a bad life.
I just think if I had unlimited time and then, like, didn't need a job for food, didn't get cold and stuff, I think I'd just do the things that I enjoy. Like, I just enjoy do hobbies and I just enjoy myself, read books. And
I don't think, I'd be like, fine, you don't want me to help you, great, more time for me to just do what I want. I'm gonna go chop some wood.
Well, she does a chop wood every day and then read books. The reading books I get.
Yeah.
The chopping wood. I don't know, because she felt like she was contributing to the townspeople, I guess.
I wish she'd held off on introducing Fiora to the library a bit longer. And then it could have been like in Beauty and the Beast, the Disney one, where she's like, what? This is gorgeous!
I mean,
she was like that, but
I don't know. Is it Grimm's that have another version of Beauty and the Beast, or is that Hans Christian Andersen?
I can't remember. Check who it is, actually.
I know they cover a lot of the same fairy tales, but because Hans Christian Andersen wrote his for Ladies of the Court.
Yeah, ladies of the
That's
court.
Why we get a lot of this. Those versions have all about being a pious woman and shit.
Mm. Oh, neither of them. Oh. Jean? Wait, is it? Yeah. Jean Marie Le Priest de Beaumont. A French novelist.
I've never heard of him.
Written in 1756.
Tale as old as time.
Beauty and the Beast.
To be fair, I never really got into Beauty and the Beast as a kid.
Oh, well,
that wasn't one of my.
This was a book she wrote based on a classic folk tale, so the tale goes on.
As old as time.
An oral literature. Yeah. But yeah, I do have a few of Hayley Anderton's books on my Kindle library, so I will be definitely checking them out.
I went through and wishlisted a bunch of them. I need to fucking move. But I don't even turn those on, so I just need to take that off.
I need to stop playing with my hair as well.
Sorry, guys. You probably heard, but like, there's a very light thing that dangles behind where Natalie sits.
And I somehow hit it every time.
Yeah, I'm going to read more by this author.
Yeah.
Especially as they're all quite short and sweet. They're all in KU.
Mm-hmm.
She seems quite nice from the interactions I've briefly had on social media with her. Since we picked her as the buddy read.
Follow her on Instagram. I think
she's Hayley A. Wright.
Yeah, that's it. She does the like indie Spring Spectacular, I think it's called, where a lot of indie authors put up their books for free for like a week or whatever it is, or 24 hours or whatever. And she's also running a indie review thing now as well. So if you're an indie author and you want your book to be reviewed by reviewers, maybe contact her and do that. Yeah,
and also we should mention that we do roughly every quarter or less. Sometimes we do them more frequently. We do feature indie author episodes where we talk about upcoming indie book releases. The form's on our website, lazybooklovers.wordpress.com. So you submit the form there and you can sort of tell us about your book and what socials you've got, and we always try and tag you if we can.
If you are a indie author and your book is available on KU and you would like us to consider it for a buddy read, please reach out to us. We would love to have some more options.
As at the moment, it's just sort of...
tickles my fancy.
Yeah, whatever tickles Natalie's fancy. And then I pick from the five options she gives me or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, so this time round, it's a bunch of books that I want to read from the Spiffbow contest. So, yeah.
Well, it's books that... Because you're better at keeping an eye on these kind of things than I am. Like, unless I hear about them on our podcast, I don't go and find these things.
Yeah, yeah.
So then I'll rely on you to bring them to me so that I read them.
Read this. Okay.
Okay.
Look, you pick up a lot of the heavy lifting on this podcast at the moment. It's the smallest thing I can contribute. So, yeah. Yeah, please consider joining us for next buddy read. We will have shared it by the time this episode comes out. You could join us on our podcast, which is linked in the description, or go to Ko-fi and do a membership and you can join our private Discord channel and join our buddy read on Storygraph as well, if you use Storygraph. Yeah, so please like, share, subscribe. We would appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
And we will speak to you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.